Well, good day, everybody. Pastor Tim Carscott here, Christmas Sinners Report, daily podcast. So glad you joined us. We're sharing a prophetic dream we had where the Lord put his finger on the word and gave us scripture on how to navigate through the coming difficulties. And today we're going to finish it up. We're going to talk about how victory can be guaranteed even in a storm. All right. Listen in.
Darkness, you shine. Out of the ashes, we rise. There's no one like you. None like you. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer.
Good day. I hope you're having a good one today. It's Tuesday. It is the 15th day of August, 2023. I hope I said the right date yesterday. I can't remember what day I said. Today is the 15th. I know that for sure. Well, we're glad you're with us, and thanks for listening each and every day. You guys are so loyal to send us comments and pray with us. Some of you even sow into the ministry. Amen and amen to all of you, and I honor you and I pray for you. We do these podcasts to build you up and to encourage you and just give you a direction, a navigation tool in the prophetic season that we're in. It's a very unusual, difficult season, as I know most life is, but this is heightened. You know, I was watching an old movie recently from, the 40s or so, 50s, and this longing inside my heart, oh, God, please let us go back to the things that were that simple. And the boundaries were so clear, at least in America. The boundaries were so clear, even though you may not have been a Christian, almost all the boundaries were biblical boundaries that our nation was founded on. And now, obviously, we know we're tearing down those foundations, the governments are. But, you know, we can't fall prey to that. We don't tear down our foundations. We stand even stronger on them in this battle. And that's what this dream was about, was the portion that he gave us was that his precepts, his ways are the tool, are the guidance, the GPS through the storms, the difficulties. And I want to just build on that today. We'll close out the dream, and I believe the Lord, well, the Lord told me in the dream that this is how we will make it through the coming difficulties. And I knew in the dream that it would assure victories. Quickly, the dream, I'm with a group of body in the body of Christ, some leaders, some others. I also have my family there. And we're just talking about the hour we're living in. We were talking about all the crises and all the problems, all the spiritual battles. And then the Lord opens my personal Bible, puts his finger on a scripture and says, Proverbs 8:33. And he said, this is how you will navigate through the coming difficulties. And then I knew in the dream, that's how we would have victory in the dark times that are on the earth. That was the gist of the dream. Pretty simple, right? But God doesn't give us a simple dream without a profound revelation that comes with it. And so I've been digging in this passage, and I started it yesterday, and I'll finish it today. I wrote a friend of mine, a friend of most of you, if you follow us, Benny Friedman. He follows the podcast some, and some of our live streams, we've had him on there as well. He's in Jerusalem, and he loves the Hebrews, studies it deeply. His father was a rabbi, Messianic rabbi, and just, I mean, was amazing at breaking down the Word of God through understanding the language and so forth. So Benny carries that heritage, and so I wrote him. So Benny, if you're listening, I'm going to give you all the props today, because I'm going to take what you wrote me and kind of build on that. This passage here in Proverbs 8:33, you know, you always take scripture in context. And I think the before and the after are very important to this passage. 32 says, now therefore, O sons, listen to me, for blessed are they who keep my ways. And then it says, heed instruction and be wise and do not neglect it. That's Hebrew, that's Proverbs 8:33. And then 34, which is, blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at my doorpost. So this is really interesting. And as we see the word to hear or listen, heed, the word Shema, as we know it, it speaks of hearing God. And so we start to see key words, Benny says, that I think he says felt were connected to key moments in history. And so the importance of the word Shema, have you heard that? Shema Israel, hear, O God, hear, O Israel, you are one. You know that passage out of Deuteronomy. But Benny really felt like if we go through these three verses here, there's an emphasis, a three times emphasis on that word that would draw us attention to the word or the time it's used with great importance, which again is Shema Israel. So the verse ends with happy. You know, that's what it says there. Blessed are they that keep my ways, or happy. Ashrael is the Hebrew word, which is used in Psalms 1, and it's also in the Beatitudes. He says, happy are those who keep my ways. Now, I love that. I love how he put that, because happiness or joy, to me, is tied to keeping the ways of the Lord. He says the root for the word keep is shamar, which is from the garden, or from the Garden of Eden, which is to delight. So this is the things that God told Adam to do in the garden, was to work and to keep shamar. Okay, so he's laying this out here, this delight that we have of being in him. And then the verse 33, which we're talking about, begins with Shema. Or here again, the next word after that is Musar, which is translated as instructions, which Benny says is correct. But it took him to Isaiah 53:5, which I love. I love that passage. And here's the translation that he used. But he was wounded because of our crimes. I like that word. Crushed because of our sins. And disciplining that makes us whole fell upon him, and by his bruises we are healed. So what we see here is Yeshua, our Lord, is the key to the ultimate understanding of this verse, as he's our living example of what life covenant with God looks like. So that word Musar can be translated as wisdom and teaching that imply correcting errant behavior. Ho-ho. So that's why it says there, heed my instructions and be wise, and don't neglect it either. So first of all, the discipline or the sin, your crimes, was put upon Jesus. Okay, you can't remove them from yourselves. He removes our sin, our crimes. It fell upon him. And so that is the beauty of who he is. And when we capture that truth, we walk in wisdom. So we understand that he can correct our bad behavior by walking in his wisdom. So when we understand that we don't have to work our way out of our sin, we don't have to, you know, do penance, which, you know, the Catholic Church taught us to do. All we have to do is cast our cares upon him, because he cares for us. Now, the word of the Lord is very key here, because he told me this is going to be the key to victory in this coming season. If you're bound up with shame and guilt and condemnation because of your sin, and you say, when it says here, heed my instruction or my correction and be wise, oh my gosh, I've done all these things. Guess what you've not done? You've not appropriated the atonement of what Jesus did for you to remove your sin. Cast it upon him. Then you'll get wisdom from him on the coming days, the correction. Okay, God, I understand why you corrected me. I understand why you told me not to do that, not to go there, not to be with this person. Whatever he's told you is beautiful. So then Benny goes on to say in verse 34, again, it says, blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my gate, waiting at my doorpost. It begins with Ashrael, which is, how happy or blessed is the man who hears. And I like how he said this. He said this to me, is under the hearing of God, is under it, the Shema. So when we we're blessed and we're happy when we're listening to him. That's what it says there. Blessed is the man who listens to me. And the key is, if he's instructing us, we've got to be hearing it. And in this season of going through the difficulties, through the storms, and to assure victory, it's only going to happen if we're listening. So if there's ever a time to press in past all the noise, it's now. The next word he said is triggered by, he said it triggered what he found in Jeremiah 1:12, which is where Jeremiah says, "Then Adonai said to me, 'You have seen well, because I am watching,'" or Hebrew word is shoked, "to fulfill my word." So one thing that God is doing is we listen to him. It says, "Watching at my gates." Guess what God's doing? He's watching over his word to fulfill it. And then it says, goes on to say, continue with guard again. The mezuzah, I don't know how you say that, Benny, but it's a plural of mezuzah, meaning the doorpost, because that's what it says there, waiting at my doorpost. That's what it's telling us to do, which is the same terminology of the garden, is to delight again. So it's like God is showing him, the writer here, a way back to him, meaning the place and relationship we were created is in the garden, and that is that garden of delight. So I'm putting these words together, which I think is really important right now for us, and even Benny, as mom, Marguerite, who we know, she also sent me this word as well, because she got the word. The word shema does mean to be under hearing, but it means to be under hearing in order to do so. So we are postured in a way that we are always hearing and listening in order to do what God has instructed us to do. So what I'm asking you to do today, and what I'm doing today, is coming under submission, I'm coming under the mission of God to hear him. So let's land this word here today, the dream. God is telling us that difficulties are coming. Number one, that within the body of Christ, because that's who I saw. It's also a word that's going to come in our families. But God has an answer. Heed his instruction. Heed it. Listen to it. Heed it and be wise. Get wisdom. And don't neglect it. There's nothing worse than not listening to good instruction. It says in Proverbs 12, I read this the other night in my Wednesday night service, but Proverbs 12:1 says, "Whoever loves discipline loves knowledge, but he who hates reproof is stupid." That's what the New American Standard says. So if we don't listen to God and heed his instruction in this hour, we're stupid. I mean, that's what the word says. And we need to love it. We need to love his discipline. Because why? That's wisdom. If we love his discipline, God is not going to discipline us just to punish us. It's to bring us into a place of protection and safety. And God's going to tell us when to go somewhere, when not to go somewhere, when to do something, when not to do something. I'm challenging all of us, because this is also a challenge to me. What has he already told us to do that we're not doing? Forget what he's about to say. What has he told us that we're not being obedient in? And then the last thing is, do not walk in condemnation and shame. Cast your failures, your crimes, your sins against God. Remember, when we sin in the earth, even though we hurt other people, we sin against God. Because God's laws are there in our heart. They're written on our heart. And when we break them, we hurt him, number one, but then we also hurt humans on the other side. That's why I think the family was in there as well in the dream. Okay, so this is the word. It's obviously got a lot more, and most of you can probably add to this. I'm not going to sit there and say I have the full revelation. I'm still going to eat on this thing. I cannot let this thing go. And so I want you to do this. Heed his instruction. Be wise. Don't neglect it, because it will be the key to your victory in the coming storm. The storm's coming. We know it. The fact is, do you know how to navigate through it? And now God, in his mercy, is given us simple guidance on how to do it. Embrace it, listening. I'm going to pray for you here in a minute, that your ears be open, your eyes and your ears be open to come under the hearing of God, so you can posture yourself to obey his ways. Remember, obedience is this whole thing where God is instructing us. He's teaching us. That's what obedience is. So, Father, I thank you right now for everybody that's listened to this dream, this word. And I pray that their eyes and ears, spiritual eyes and ears, be open now in Jesus' name. And, Lord, I thank you that you're going to speak to them and direct them in this hour to have the wisdom on how to navigate through this season, that we will become victorious in the storm as a sign and a wonder that if we heed your instruction, we will prosper and not suffer. In the name of Yeshua, amen and amen. All right, come back tomorrow. Love you guys. See you. Well, thanks again for listening here on our platforms, whatever platform you're on, iTunes, whether you're on Facebook, whatever platform you're listening to us on, whatever, Podbean, Apple, thank you. Again, please share with your friends. We want to grow this audience. We want to help people navigate like these prophetic words we give each and every day of how to navigate through the difficult seasons we're in. This is a critical hour in the church, and God wants us to be equipped and not caught off guard by what's happening. And we try to help you through these platforms. Go to our website, ChristianCenterShreveport.com, and you can read all about our ministry if you don't know. And also, you can give there on our app. Thanks again for each and every one, and we love you. We'll see you tomorrow.